This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As New York Governor George Pataki puts the finishing touches on next year's state budget, social service agencies are bracing for some of the worst news in decades. The state has been hit with the financial equivalent of a perfect storm, a weakening economy, the September 11th attacks, and a deeply flawed budget from last year. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
Chef Juan Quinones at St. Cecilia's Church has been preparing lunches for New Yorkers with AIDS in East Harlem for 9 years.
We got oyster, we got white rice, tomatoes too, sweet tomatoes, we got Bay City and collard green.
But on a recent rainy Monday, the 150 or so people who showed up, plates in hand, got some bad news from coordinator Diane Watts.
As you all know, that today is the last day for this site to be open. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. I know y'all know, right?
No.
The Momentum AIDS Project has been running this site since 1993. But Executive Director Don Bryan says a steep drop-off in funding post-September 11th has forced the group to cut staff and close two sites.
It's incredibly sad. It's even more sad to see how the clients try to bolster the staff and each other. It's a time of year when there's so much loss in their lives.
Bryan got bad news about city funding earlier this month. The state has yet to say how it will allocate funds it appropriated in October. And Bryan expects even worse news when the governor unveils his budget in mid-January. Around New York, nonprofits fear huge drop-offs in state funding. Some of New York's budget problems stem from its failure to forge a real budget last year. After 8 months of wrangling, the legislature pushed through a bare-bones budget it thought would bring the governor to the table. The gambit failed. And then, says Elizabeth Nyman of the watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission, things got worse.
Sometimes emergencies erupt in a state, and so that's what happened here. So now the state has been left with this very, very poor budget where nobody's needs were really met.
The emergency she's referring to, of course, is September 11th, which struck the heart of the state's economic engine. 80,000 jobs were lost in October alone, many some of the highest paying and highest taxed in the state. Coupled with a crippling drop in tourism and an already weak upstate economy, Nyman says New York faces its worst budget crisis since the 1970s.
So they're in the $4.5 to $6 billion gap range for the budget they're looking at now. That is a huge gap if it's at the high end of that.
New York Governor George Pataki has already taken some steps to close the gap and pushed through an accord to bring gambling to New York. But revenues from that are years away. So Pataki is pinning his hopes on the federal government. Along with other governors, he's petitioning Washington to increase its portion of Medicaid funding, a huge chunk of New York's budget.
New York obviously has had the greatest emotional, personal, and also financial consequence from the attack of September 11th, but other states have as well.
But federal aid is deeply uncertain. New York just got far less than it wanted for post-September 11th reconstruction funds. 2002 is an election year for Pataki, so no one expects tax hikes. And in recent years, the Republican has courted moderates through supporting health care programs. Education, another big-ticket item, is also an election year locked box. So programs like Momentum Soup Kitchen are likely to feel the brunt. Back at St. Cecilia's, Orlando LeBoy says the soup kitchen was literally a lifesaver for him until he learned it was closing.
You know, I heard about it. The first thing that got to my heart was scared, you know, because then I saw, oh, here, what's going to happen now?
Now, he guesses he'll find another program, but those two are already overburdened. It's a story that will be repeated all over the state in a budgetary year when all the choices are bad ones. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in East Harlem, New York.